Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster, bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Starting with the front page, an article by Mary Goldmere, RCSC Board seeks applicants for open director seat. The RCSC Board of Directors is seeking qualified members to apply for a vacant board seat following the recent resignation of Secretary Connie Jo Rickmeyer. Interested RCSC members must email Board of Directors suncityaz.org to be considered for appointment. Applicants must be at least 55 years old, a deeded real estate owner and full-time resident of Sun City, and in good standing with the association. They must also be available at least 10 months per year, eligible to hold an Arizona liquor license, and be willing to serve a full 3-year term. The role of the Recreation Centers of Sun City Board of Directors is to uphold the mission, vision, and values of RCSC, and to serve the members of Sun City, stated Christy Munson Mueller, our CSC Communications Coordinator. Other helpful but not mandatory skills and experience that our CSC is looking for in candidates include the areas of administrative or office management, communication, and technology, construction, engineering, finance, human resources, legal, and are a current RCSC committee member. The board is responsible for managing the corporation's business and financial affairs, maintaining bylaws and policies, balancing community needs, encouraging member engagement, and exercising fiduciary responsibility on behalf of the broader Sun City membership. The vacancy follows the resignation of Rickmeyer, who stepped down March 27th, citing personal health concerns. She also stated that the emotional toll of ongoing criticism, which has been aimed at board members. I have recognized that I'm not someone who can tune out the half-truths and false rumors our RCSC directors and management are subjected to on a nearly daily basis, Rickmeyer said. At some point, qualified, caring people will no longer consider running for the board. Rickmeyer, who served as board secretary, expressed support for her fellow directors and regret over leaving key projects unfinished, including the Mountain View rebuild and a planned multi-use theater. This board is truly a good and caring, thoughtful group of individuals that works well together, she wrote. I cherish their thoughts, their opinions, and their friendships. For more information on board responsibilities and eligibility, visit suncityaz.org. And that's the end of that article. Next, roof vandalism reported in the Sun Cities. Insurance fraud scheme leaves residents at risk, by Jennifer Jimenez. A business owner in the Sun Cities is warning seniors about the recent trend of insurance fraud. Halco Roofing owner Tanner Sewell said roof vandalism by contractors or roofing company scenarios have been reported to him in both Sun City and Sun City West and leaves homeowners at risk. SCHOA reached out to me to say roof vandalism is something that has been brought to their attention, and it is concerning. Sewell said the way roof vandalism works is the roofer will go up on the roof and create what looks to be wind damage. Sometimes there may be a little, and they will go up there and create more. I had a homeowner call me out because he was having issues with an insurance company and vandalism. They were able to get a state farm agent out, and a claim was filed for vandalism, and a police report was made. There was $30,000 in damage to this individual's roof, and Sewell said because he knows how vulnerable seniors are, they must be aware of what is happening. After these contractors go on your roof, they will tell you about the wind damage they see, but usually created, and get the insurance company involved to pay for the roof and get paid for the job. This is insurance fraud. Sewell said to avoid being victimized, residents should vet the contractors they allow up on the roof to get ahead and get documents and reports from the contractor to be aware of what is actually going on. Sewell said when selecting a contractor, just because it was a door-to-door introduction does not mean the contractor is scamming you. He goes door to door in the Sun Cities and has for years, creating relationships with homeowners. He said homeowners need to request a few things before ever allowing anyone on their roof. If the company is reputable, they will be able to provide proof of insurance and proof of a business license. They should take a video while they are on the roof or inspect with the drone. Homeowners can also say they want a roof inspection, but do not want the contractor up there without being supervised. Request video and overhead shots with the drone for an honest assessment of the roof. Sewell said the video inspection should be of the entire roof. There are some really honest people going door to door to earn a living this way. Homeowners have to protect themselves, and having a neighbor or friend or just themselves there to supervise the inspection is a great idea. Sewell said this fraud scheme should not deter a homeowner from getting their roof assessed on an annual basis as a prevention mechanism. He said getting ahead of potentially costly fixes and regular maintenance can extend the life of the roof. He added, roof vandalism is a felony offense and should be reported. If a contractor creates any sort of urgency after inspecting the roof, then it's best to get a second opinion. Scare tactics can be used to get the work completed, and that should be a red flag. Typically, the contractor will be up there for a really long time, and that's when they try to create the damage for the insurance claim, and sometimes the adjuster may not know what they are really dealing with, stated Sewell. And that's the end of that article. Next, resident orientation makes history. More than 300 Sun City residents, many new and many who have lived in the Sun City for years, gathered to make history on the morning of April 23rd at the first ever joint Sun City resident orientation in the Sundial Auditorium. This was an historic event, and you can all say, "I was there," said Lisa Gray, General Manager for the Sun City Homeowners Association, as she wrapped up the presentation, which is now available to watch online. Hundreds of goodie bags were handed out by volunteers welcoming guests at the doors, filled with information about the community organizations that support Sun City residents. Guests learned how the first successful active adult community in the nation was born, and how organizations continue to operate essentially, which roles each organization performs for residents. Gray led the presentation, which also featured Condominium Owners Association of Sun City President Sue Clark and RCSC Board Vice President Chris Nettlesheim. "I am super excited that the three major Sun City organizations, the SCHOA, the COA, and the RCSC, came together and made history with our resident orientation. By working and communicating together, we can better serve Sun City residents and help them to better understand our unique community dynamics and our history as to how our community came to be known as the City of Volunteers, even though Sun City is not a city. The positive impact was felt by those in attendance, and afterwards many shared comments on social media about information they had learned, and the overall consensus was they were glad they attended. The feedback I have heard from those who attended has been very positive. Every person I've talked with walked away learning something they didn't know about our community," Clark said. Nettlesheim also pointed out that while Sun City is unique, she stated, "we believe opportunities should be limitless, choices should be endless, and life should be enjoyed to the fullest. Life really is what you make it, and nowhere is that as true than in Sun City." The trio of community organizations joined forces to help residents understand the unique history of Sun City and how SCHOA, COA, and RCSC are three very different organizations serving the community. A general idea of how the three differ can be summed up as SCHOA protects. It oversees and enforces the mandatory deed restrictions and works to protect age overlay and watch out for government regulations that could impact the community. Plus, they also watch out for government regulations that could impact the community and help to educate the community on a variety of issues. RCSC provides recreation, maintains the 8 recreation centers, 8 golf courses, and hosts dozens of clubs, activities, and events for members. COA supports condo owners, the 384 condominium associations in Sun City that impact homeowners of condos, Geminis, apartments, and patio homes. Also present in the event and described in the presentation were the Sun City Posse, Del Webb Sun City's Museum, Sun City Prides, Sunshine Service, Sun City Can, Friends of the Library, SCHOA Foundation, the Sun City RCSC Foundation, Sun City Fire and Medical Department, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, and Banner Olive Branch Senior Center. If you were unable to attend and have a question about what each organization does, what each fee you pay goes toward, or just want to listen and learn something new, we encourage you to watch the video of the event, Gray said. One good example of a misconception we hope this event clears up is the idea that paying the RCSC assessment means you are also a member of SCHOA or COA, when in fact we have completely different responsibilities and separate funding that all impact Sun City residents in important ways. As the presentation came to a close, one guest won a few Jubilee, the 25th anniversary of Sun City book, and tickets to the Del Webb Sun City's Museum after finding a golden ticket under their seat. The historic books are regularly available at the museum. Watch for the next Sun City resident orientation scheduled for 9 to noon, Friday, November 7th at the Sundial Rec Center. World Labyrinth Day, a success in Sun City. The 17th annual World Labyrinth Day Global Walk for Peace was celebrated May 3rd in 17 Arizona locations, including the Labyrinths at the Palms in Sun City. Arizona Labyrinth Connections founder Dr. Robin B. Dilley, who organized the other Arizona walks, facilitated the event. World Labyrinth Day's Global Walk for Peace began 17 years ago with a small circle of members from the Labyrinth Society. It was conceived to unite labyrinth enthusiasts worldwide who aspire to world peace. The gathering has blossomed into a significant occasion, evidenced by the 5,000 participants and 25 countries involved in the 2024 walk. On May 3rd, the Labyrinth Walk started at 1 p.m. in New Zealand and progressed across the globe, culminating in Hawaii at 1 p.m. Find Labyrinth Walks around the world at worldlabyrinthday.org. The walk began at 9 a.m. May 3rd, and walkers attended this event and walked to the labyrinth to the song Imagine by John Lennon. More than 200 walkers of all faiths walked for peace throughout the state. We're moving on into the paper. Ballet Arizona bringing outdoor show to Desert Botanical Garden. Ballet Arizona will take its performances outdoors at an evening at Desert Botanical Garden. The longtime Phoenix company will present Artistic Director Emeritus Ib Anderson's Erotica for 14 performances beginning May 14th through the 31st. All performances begin at 8 p.m. Surrounded by the desert landscape with the setting sun as its backdrop, Erotica is choreographed to Beethoven's Third Symphony, which ushered in a new era of music and changed perspectives with its technical and emotional complexity, a Ballet Arizona press release explains. The beauty of Arizona's desert comes to life within Ballet Arizona's annual evening at Desert Botanical Garden. Ballet Arizona Artistic Director Daniela Cardam stated, Erotica first premiered in 2018 at Ballet Arizona, an evening at Desert Botanical Garden. Patrons can enhance their experience by arriving early to witness behind-the-scenes preparation as Ballet Arizona's professional company dancers warm up on stage as the sun sets, as well as enjoy a meal and cocktails or wine available for purchase. Access to the Desert Botanical Garden is included with admission. The Ballet Arizona Performance Series at Desert Botanical Garden is made possible by support from the F. Francis and Dion Najavi of Pivotal Foundation, Twyford Family Foundation, National Bank of Arizona, and the Desert Botanical Garden. Tickets start at $60 and are available at balletaz.org. Benevilla launches free workshop series for seniors. Benevilla announces a new lineup of free monthly educational workshops hosted at the Banner Olive Branch Senior Center in Sun City. These sessions are designed to empower seniors and caregivers with valuable tools and knowledge on a variety of age-related topics. Each workshop takes place from noon to 10 p.m. on 13049 North 103rd Avenue and features expert presenters from respected organizations. The workshop schedule includes on June 11th, Fall Prevention and Home Safety Tips presented by Hospice of the West. The time to be determined. Discover practical tips to reduce fall risks and make your home safer for independent living. On July 9th, Impact of Nutrition on Aging, presented by Barbara Hirkins, PAM Health. Learn how a balanced diet supports energy, cognitive health, and overall well-being as we age. August 13th is Dementia Behavior Triggers and How to Respond, presented by Hospice of the Valley with the time to be determined. Gain insights into the stages of dementia and practical caregiving strategies for each phase. Workshops are free and open to the public. Registration is encouraged but not required. To reserve a seat or for more information, contact Benevilla at 623-584-4999 or Visit benevilla.org/education-workshops-2025. AARP is seeking Andrus Award for Community Service nominees. AARP Arizona is excited to shine a light on 50-plus Arizonans who are using what they learned in life to make a difference in the lives around them, said Dana Marie Kennedy, AARP AZ State Director. The AARP Arizona Andrus Award for Community Service nominees must be 50 years or over. The achievements, accomplishments, or service on which the nomination is based must have been performed on a volunteer basis without pay. That is the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.